Yerushalmi Masos corresponding to Bavli Bechoyos Daf Vov. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph at the beginning of the new Perek, Perek HaKovesh, at the Mishnah. HaKovesh HaSholik HaMolech B'Sodeh Chayev HaMechameh Ba'Adama Potter HaMetabel B'Sodeh Potter HaPitzeh Zeisim Sheyotz Mehem HaSraf Potter. If a person pickled, boiled, or salted produce in the field, it's obligated. If he buried it in the ground to ripen, it's exempt. If he dipped it while still in the field, it's exempt. If he bruised olives to remove the bitter flavor, they are exempt. Haseichet zesim al besoi potter v'imsochat v'nosam haseich yodoi chayev. If a person squeezed olives onto his skin, it's exempt. But if he first squeezed into his hand, then it's obligated. Hamekapeh v'latavshil potter v'lekadeira chayev mipnei shehu kabor cotton. If he skims wine after adding it to a cold dish, it's still exempt, but if he skims it after pouring it into a pot, it's obligated because it's like a small collection vat in the wine press. And the Gemara says, HaKovesh HaSholik Chulei Or Tovel Mekach Tovel Melach Toveles Truma Toveles Shabbos Tovel Chotza Beshmira Toveles. The Gemara says about the case of a person who pickled, the following things obligate in Masa: fire means cooking, acquisition, salting, separating truma, Shabbos, and bringing into a protected courtyard. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Hari Mekach, v'Shabbos v'Chotza Einan Torah. As Rabbi Yochanan said, acquisition, Shabbos, and a courtyard are rabbinically obligate. Rabbi Ami, b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Nokish, HaMechav Shebekulam, Zu Chotza Beis Shmira. Rabbi Ami quoted from Rabbi Shimon ben Nokish that the one that is clearest to be from the Torah is in fact the protected courtyard. HaKovesh Adji Yechbosh Kol Sochoi, HaSholik Adji Yishloik Kol Sochoi. The question is, when it says if he pickled, does it mean when its pickling is complete? And if he boiled, does it mean when its boiling is complete? Nishmeni min hador, hamahavhev shibolim ba'or nidbalu. The Gemara suggests an answer from a Tosefta. If one singes sheaves in fire in order to eat them as roasted grains, they become obligated. B'loikach einu mechusoim melocha al yidei or. But they do not become completed through singeing, so it's clear that even if food was not fully boiled with fire, it becomes obligated. Shnihi shu goma malachtoi. The Gemara rejects that no, since he intended to eat them as roasted grains, they were considered complete. The Yeda Amada Hamakatef Shibolim Lisosoi La Achlon Shitsem Lilois Nitbalu La Soisam Isa Lo Nitbalu. What's the source for that? A Brisa that teaches that if one picks sheaves to eat them as rolled grains, they're considered complete and are obligated. However, if he picked them to make dough, they aren't yet complete and are still exempt. Kavash Vesholak Shlemedasa Balim Taflugda Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. If a person pickled or boiled without the owner's consent, it's a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Deispalgun Hamareich Kiryay Shel Chaveiroi Shel Medatoi Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nitbal Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Lo Nitbal. If a person smoothed over another person's pile without his consent, Rabbi Yochanan said it becomes tevel, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says it does not. Am Rabbi Yudan Taman, you should say I Esheloi Shelay Nimach Hacha Esheloi Shelay Lichvoish. And Rabbi Yudim rejects the proof because that case is different. Smoothing the pile is something that everyone does, so the owner would certainly be happy with his actions. Here, the owner might not want to pickle or boil them, so even Rabbi Yochanan could agree. Shalkoi Burushus HaHekdush Padoi V'chnisoi L'chotza Beis HaShmira Mahu. The Gemara asked, if a person consecrated a vegetable and then boiled it whilst it was under Hekdush's ownership, if he then redeemed it and brought it into a protected courtyard, what's the law? Adata Dibshim Ben Lokish Nitbal Zu Torah V'zu Eina Torah. And the Gemara answers, according to Shimon Lakish, it becomes obligated, as bringing into a protected courtyard creates a Torah obligation, and boiling only brings a rabbinic obligation. Hechnis lechotza beishmira padir shalkoi mahu. The Gemara asks, according to Shimon Lakish, if he brought it into the courtyard, having partially boiled it while still under Hekdush's ownership, and then redeemed it and finished off boiling it, what's the law? Divrei Hakol nitbal v'chima asa maase b'rushus haHekdush. The Gemara answers that all agree that the second boiling obligates it, as he showed that the completion was only after it left Hekdush's ownership. Hekdishoi v'sholkoi hechnisoi l'chotza beis haShmira padoi v'sholkoi mahu. The Gemara asks, if he consecrated it, partially boiled it, brought it into a protected courtyard, redeemed it, and finished off boiling it, what's the law? Divrei Hakol nitbal, the Gemara answers that all agree that it becomes obligated. It should say sholkoi padoi v'simku Simkoi mahu imtema ha'or tovel ha'or poite. Vintema ena or tovel ena or poite. The Gemara asks, well, if he boiled it whilst under Hekdush's ownership and redeemed it and then decided to dry it out, if we say that boiling obligates even something that's not complete, then boiling whilst in Hekdush's ownership exempts it. If boiling does not obligate something that's not complete, boiling whilst in Hekdush's ownership does not exempt. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, if he squeezed olives into a dish of food in order to fry them with oil, does the frying establish its obligation to tithe? The Gemara answers that certainly, even without frying, the oil is heated by the fire and is established for tithing. If it would be possible to fry without fire, one could ask if it is considered to be cooked, but since it's impossible, certainly it obligates. Rabbi Yosef bar Kahana and Rabbi Yona Tani, Rabbi Chalasta ben Shol, Asa Hesev Besodeh Toivel, the Imloy Hesev Eina Toivel. Rabbi Yosef bar Kahana, quoting Rabbi Yona, said that Rabbi Chalasta ben Shol taught in a Baisa, if one buys fruits to use them to recline and eat as an important meal on the field, they become Tevel. If it was not to recline, it's not Tevel. In Hu Hesev Shu Toivel, the Gemara asked, when does reclining make Tevel? Kol Hesev Shesh Bar Yain, the answer is when wine is served. The Gemara asked, well, if he decided to recline but ultimately did not, have they been established? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Tani Ashum Bashachlaim Bachaldol Shishachku Basadet Tavloi. The Tefesta says if a garlic, cress, or mustard were crushed in oil in the field, they become Tevel. Ad Kadoim Bashum Shal Tevel Shishachku Bashemen Shachulin. Shum Shachulin Shishachku Bashemen Shal Tevel. Well, this only refers to crushing Tevel garlic with Chulin oil. What if chulin garlic was crushed with tevel oil? Is it considered the completion of the oil that obligates? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Rabbi Zeir b'Chiya bar Ashi b'shem Rav Eshkol shesochta lekois nitbal letamchulin nitbal. Rabbi Zeir b'Chiya bar Ashi, quoting Rav, said, if a cluster of grapes was squeezed into a cup, it becomes tevel. If squeezed into a pot of food, it does not become tevel. B'leikach eina al tevel. The Gemara asks, well, doesn't cooking it anyway make it tevel? Tepata b'tabshil soinen. The Gemara answers, no, it's referring to a cold dish. Lekadeira chayev. The Gemara quotes now from the Mishnah that taught that if he skims wine after pouring it into a pot, it's obligated. Amar Rabbi Loza, lekadeira rekonesi. Rabbi Loza says it's referring to an empty pot. Masnifa should say, Omar kain, ela makafed letavshil potter lekadeira chayev, rishu kabor cotton. And that supports what we said. The Mishnah implies this as it taught, if he skims wine after adding it to a cold dish, it's still exempt. But if he skims it after pouring it into a pot, it's obligated because it's like a small collection vat in the wine press.